Before we start, check that your system is switched on, that you have LocoScript's opening display on screen, and that you have the working copy of the LocoScript disk in the drive, with the LocoScript side pointing left. The disk must not be write protected. I want to start this second session by showing you how to reset your computer system. With your left hand, hold down a shift key and the key labeled extra. And with your right hand, tap the exit key. And then release all the keys. Now that clears the computer's memory, reloads LocoScript, and gets you right back to the beginning, so you're starting afresh. I want to carry on by getting you to create a brand new document. So in a few minutes I'm going to ask you to stop the tape and key in some text on your own. But before we can do that, you'll need to understand the procedures you'll follow in future when you create brand new documents. Well, the first thing you'll have to decide is whereabouts on the disk you want to keep the file. You see, when you made your working copy of the master disk, the PCW divided the disk into 8 separate areas. If you think of the disk as a filing cabinet drawer, it's as if the PCW put 8 partitions in that drawer, each partition designed to hold a group of similar files. If you look just below the highlighted control area on the left-hand side of the screen, you'll see that for drive A, LocoScript has named the first 4 groups. They're called letters, samples, CONT, which can be short for continuous paper documents, or for contingencies. Now, as we'll be using it as a general purpose group, we'll refer to it as the contingencies group for the remainder of these tapes. The fourth name is templates, and the numbers, 94K, 12K and so on, tell you how much room the files in those groups take up. Now, those were groups 0, 1, 2 and 3. The other 4 groups are unnamed, groups 4 to 7, and they have nothing in them. That's why it says 0K against them. If you look on the right-hand side of the display, you'll see LocoScript has done the same thing for your memory drive, drive M. But here, most of the groups have nothing in them. Except LocoScript has copied something into the letters and contingencies groups. But not much, because it takes up only 1K in each case. So, let's have a look at what's in those groups. We'll look at the contingencies group on the memory drive. Now, if you want to look at what's there, we have to move the highlighted bars on the screen. Now, we could just use the cursor control keys to move the lower highlighted bar, the file cursor, to the right. But that means we scan through every group of files on the disk. It's quicker to move the upper bar, the group cursor. And you do that by holding down a shift key and then using the cursor controls. So, hold down a shift key and tap the right arrow key once. You'll see the bar move to the right within the drive A section. The bar in the lower part of the screen seems to have disappeared, but in fact it's skipped across from letters, over samples and contingencies, and onto group 4. But group 4 is empty, so it can't display any file names. Instead, it indicates that it's on group 4 by that section of double vertical line you can see on the right of the screen. If there had been even one file there, the full column would have appeared. Now, still with shift held down, watch the screen and tap the right arrow key again. And now the down arrow twice. And you should end up on the contingencies group on the memory drive. If you look at the bottom part of the display, you'll see that the file cursor has settled in the drive M contingencies column, and it's showing just one file called template.std, short for standard. It's worth taking a look at that file, so tap the letter E to edit this file. Tap the Enter key to confirm your choice, and you'll see what looks like an empty file appear on screen. In fact, that file does have something in it, the information that tells LocoScript where to set the margins, where to set tabs, what sort of typeface to use when it prints out, what line spacing to use, and lots more. It's a specification or a template for the contingencies group of files. In this case, it's a general purpose layout. The letters group is set up with a template for producing letters, and as you'll see later on, you can set up your own templates to suit yourself. You create a separate template for each group. So, if you want to keep all your invoices together in Group 4, then you'd create an invoice template and store that in Group 4. And you'd rename Group 4 as your Invoices group. You could have quotations in another group, reports in yet another, and so on. Then, if you know you want to create an invoice or a quotation, you simply move your highlighted bar to the appropriate group, and when you start to create your file, LocoScript will automatically provide you with the right page layout for the documents you want to create, the base layout. The layout details are stored with the file when you save it, so they become an integral part of the file. And that means you can edit them and make fine adjustments to your base layout as you go. You're not stuck with the layout. Well, that's enough background for the moment, so let's exit and abandon this file. Tap the exit key, and now the letter A, and confirm by tapping the enter key. Now we've selected where we want to put the file, or which template to use, I can get you started with creating a new file, and then I want you to work on your own. Look at the instruction card you got with this pack. On the back of it, you'll see some text. That's what I want you to key in. But before we start, I need to run through a couple of points for you, and you might like to make a note of them. Firstly, you needn't worry about what to do when you get to the right margin. Just concentrate on typing the words in. As I said during the first session, when you get to the end of a line, LocoScript will automatically move the cursor back and down to the beginning of the next line. It takes care of carriage returns for you, so you shouldn't need to press return while you're typing the text. Let's put it more strongly than that. Don't press return at all. If you do, through force of habit, delete the carriage return with the delete left key. If you hit a wrong letter while you're typing, then use the delete keys to get rid of the error and retype the word. But if you make an error and you don't notice it until some time later, don't worry. You can leave it as it is for now, because I'll be showing you some quick ways to edit and amend things. Tap the letter C to create a new document. You'll see that LocoScript has provided you with a name for the file you're about to create. Now, you can accept that name if you want to, but it's not a very helpful title for a file, so let's call it something else. All you have to do is overtype the name on screen with the name of your choice. We'll call this file trial.txt. So key that in now. trial.txt. Within certain rules, you can call a file what you like. Try to choose a name that'll remind you of what's in the file, because in 2 or 3 weeks' time, you won't remember. You can use anything between 1 and 8 characters. I should stick to combinations of letters and numbers. But you can't have spaces between the characters. After the first part, the title, you put in a full stop or dot if you're going to use the second part, which can be up to 3 characters in length. The second part allows you to put in a code of up to 3 characters as a reference of some kind. You'll have to think up your own system, but again, you don't have to use the second part at all if you'd rather not. Now, press Enter, because we don't want to change any of the other details. And you'll see that LocoScript has loaded that same template layout you had on screen just now. I want you to key in that text on the back of your instruction card. People will talk about word processing as if it was something new. Copy it exactly as it appears. Leave two spaces after a full stop and one after commas. Remember, keep an eye on what you're doing. Don't worry about carriage return, and if you do make a mistake, then use the delete keys. When you hear the tone, stop the tape and start it again when you finish keying in. Okay, at the moment your cursor is probably at the end of the piece of text. Now, the first thing you might have noticed is that some of the lines seem to extend beyond the right margin. They do on screen, but they won't on paper. That's because the type pitch chosen for this layout is proportional spacing. You can tell that because in the middle line of the control area at the top of the screen, it tells you. On the left it says Layout, then it says capital P and I, short for pitch, then PS, short for proportional spacing. That means that letters like I and L take up less room than, say, the letter M or the letter S. If you look very carefully at the text on the back of the instruction card, you'll see what I mean. A normal typewriter face, and indeed the characters on your screen, always use the same amount of space for each character. LocoScript has already worked out which words will appear on which lines with this proportional spacing, but it can't simulate the precise effect on the screen because of the way characters are generated by the PCW. Still, it's close enough and it's certainly not a problem. Before you do anything else, I want you to save this version of your text. You should always save your work at regular and frequent intervals, in case a fuse blows or something and you lose all the work you've done. So press the exit key, because you're exiting from editing mode for the moment. The pull-down menu gives you four options here. If you choose the first one, you'll be taken back to the opening disk management display, and that's not what I want. I want you to save and continue, because I want to show you something rather special about LocoScript. So move the bar down with the arrow key and tap Enter. After a moment or two, the screen clears and then the text reappears, with the cursor now at the beginning. You've saved a copy of the text, but it's on the memory disk, not the disk in drive A. So that means you're not actually protected if a fuse blows, because when the power goes off, it empties the PCW's memory completely, and that includes drive M. If you want to keep a file permanently, you have to put it on disk. So let's do that. Now, if you think about it, that means we'll be doing things to the disk. So we need access to disk management mode. But just now I avoided going direct into disk management mode because I want to show you how you can use other modes while you're still in editing mode. Look in the control area. The bottom line is the options line. You'll see towards the right-hand end it says F7 equals modes. Think of it as F7 equals other modes. Now, next to the return key, there's a column of keys below the cancel key labelled F8, F7, F6, F5, down to F2, F1. Those are function keys, so-called because a single keystroke from one of those keys triggers off a sequence of activities or a procedure, so each key has a particular function to perform. Now, the actual function it carries out depends on where you are in LocoScript. For example, in editing mode, the F4 key allows you to make various changes to the character style of the document you're working on, but that changes, as you'll see in a moment. As you know, we want temporary access to disk management mode, so press F7, unshifted, and again you have four options. We'll try out two of them now. Move the bar down so it's on Edit Identify Text and tap the Enter key. As you can see, the text there now describes the template that's been used for the layout you're using, and it gives us another bit of information, that the template has been set up for continuous stationery. Well, that doesn't actually affect us because our bit of text is less than a page anyway. Key in these words: getting started exercise. Now, hold down the delete right key to get rid of the extra letters on that line. Move the bar down a line and use the delete left key to get rid of the letters on that line. And now move the bar down again and use the delete right key to clear that line. Now tap the enter key and you're back to editing mode where you were. Tap F7 again. This time move the bar down to the line that says disk management and press enter. At first glance, it looks as if you've simply returned to the opening display, but if you look at the very top line on the screen, you'll see it says disk management while editing. So you'll be able to carry out tasks on your disks here, and when you've finished, you'll be returned to your text and editing mode. Notice F4 no longer says style, it says move, which tells you you can move a file from one group to another, or from one disk to another, but not while you're editing it. But you can copy a file while you're editing, and that's F3, so tap F3. And you get a prompt in the middle line of the control area. Pick destination group and drive using cursor keys, then press enter, or cancel if you want to abandon. So hold down a shift key and tap the cursor left key twice. That gets you to the contingencies group on drive A. We could put the copy in any group we like, but that's where we want to be, so press enter. And LocoScript asks you to double check what it's about to do. We want to create a new file called trial.txt in the contingencies group on drive A, and those are the details of the file we want to copy, so press enter. After a second or two, the screen updates itself. Your new file appears, and you're safe. You have your permanent copy. Well, we don't want to do any more disk management, so press exit, and you get back to where you were. And we can start amending things. Now we have a safety copy of the file. I want you to start by splitting the text into two paragraphs. Move the cursor onto the I of if you make a mistake. It's about halfway down the paragraph, fifth line down if you've keyed it in exactly as it appeared on the instruction card. Now tap the return key once. The angled arrow return symbol appears where the cursor was, and the cursor moves down a line, taking the text with it. Press return once more to make a blank line, and then tap the key labelled unit para to tidy up the new paragraph we've made. Right, let's save this version. Press exit. I want you to save and continue, so move the bar down one and press enter. The screen updates itself again and your cursor comes back at the top of the document. Let's smarten that text up a bit. Let's start by giving it a heading. We'll center it, and we'll print it bold, and we'll print it in double width characters. Press the return key twice to make room for the heading. Now move the cursor back up so it's on line one again. The heading we want is Word Processing. In capitals, key that in, Word Processing. Now move your cursor back to the W of Word. We have to tell LocoScript we want the heading centered and bold and double width. That's three separate commands, and they have to be entered individually. We'll start with double width. Now, that has to do with the style of printing. If you look at the function key prompts in the bottom line of the control area, you'll see, again, that when you're editing text, you press F4 if you want to do something about style. So tap F4, that's Shift, and the F4 key. If you've pressed the wrong one, just tap the Cancel key and do it again. Double width concerns the pitch, so move the bar down to that line. But this time, don't press Enter. This menu works slightly differently from the others you've seen so far. You see, you can have more than one of these items if you want. You don't have to select just one. So, with this type of menu, and there are several more of this type, you follow a slightly different procedure. You pick the option you want to alter with the arrow keys, and then you either set it on or you can clear it if it's already on. So you need the set and clear keys. They're at either end of the spacebar, one marked with a plus symbol, that's set or add something, and the other marked with a minus symbol, clear or take away. We want to set something on to do with the pitch, so tap the Set key now. Another set of options pulls down from the flag menu, with the dark bar on proportional spacing, because that's what's set on at the moment. We want double width, so move the bar down two lines and press the Set key again. You'll see a tick appear against double width to tell you it's set. Notice proportional spacing is still set, and the letter D has appeared after the PS on the pitch line. But notice also, in the control area at the top of the screen, in the second line near the left, it still says PI, pitch, is proportional spacing. The D hasn't appeared there yet. That's because you haven't yet told LocoScript to act on your instruction. So, keep looking at PIPS and tap Enter to notify LocoScript of the change. We want to add some emphasis to the heading by making it print out darker or bolder than the rest. And F3 controls the emphasis features, so tap F3. And you'll see you can choose any or all of four ways to emphasize the words. Actually, reverse video will display on the screen, but it won't print out. Conversely, bold and double strike won't show on the screen, but they will print out. We want bold face, so move the bar down one and set that with the Set key. This time there's no tick on the screen, instead the Set symbol appears next to the word bold. That'll do, so again tap the Enter key, and you'll notice the word bold appear near the center of the middle highlighted line. So now you've put two codes into the text, and you can see them on screen. They're a bit irritating here. In any case, we're just about to put another one in, center, by which time there'll be so many codes the heading will be in the middle of the screen anyway, so we won't be able to tell if the center command worked or not. We need a way of looking at the text without showing the codes. Well, the screen says F1 equals show, so tap F1. And you'll see that three of the five options on that flag menu are set. Codes, which is the one we want to clear, so tap the clear key, the one with the minus sign, now. And move the bar down to blanks. LocoScript shows blank spaces with dots. That's why your screen looks like a faint ruled pad at the moment. Let's clear them as well. As for effectors, well, effectors are things like the carriage return symbol. Well, they don't hurt much, so we'll leave them on. And that'll do. Watch the screen and tap the Enter key now. That's better. Now for our final code in the heading, to center the heading line. Well, that's to do with lines, so you'd expect to make the alteration by pressing the F5 key, as it says on the screen. And you can, but I want to show you another quicker way. And this applies for most of the function key activities. We want to set something, so tap the Set key. For a moment or two, nothing seems to happen. Then a long flag menu pulls down from the top of the screen. Cancel that now, and I'll show you a way to make that happen more quickly. Just above the cursor down key, there's a key with a symbol like a square mesh or screen on it. Get one finger poised over that key. When I prompt you, I want you to tap the Set key, then as quickly as you can, I want you to tap the Screen key. Ready? Now. This time the long Set menu appears as soon as you press the second key. Have a look at that menu. There are some familiar words on it, words we've just seen elsewhere in other function key menus. There's bold, double, that's double strike, not double width, italic. Near the middle there's pitch, then reverse, as in reverse video. Write justify, underline. So this menu gives you a quicker way of setting on some of the features we've already looked at. We could have done it through this menu, and we will set center on from here. But I can show you an even quicker way of getting the command you want. Cancel the menu first. Now, what we want to do is to set the heading to the center. Get ready to tap the Set key followed by the letter C. Now, Set and C. Nothing seems to have happened, but press F1. Now press the Set key to show the codes again. Now tap Enter, and you'll see you have indeed switched centering on. Move your cursor to the carriage return after the title. Now press the Clear key followed by the Screen key. We want those commands, center, bold and double, to act only on the heading, so we need to switch them off again here. We can follow the same procedure for clearing as we did for setting. Cancel the menu. Now we'll clear the bold setting first, so be ready with the clear key and the letter B. Now quickly tap clear B. We don't have to clear centering because that works a line at a time, so it won't affect the rest of the text. That leaves just double width, which if you remember is an adjustment to pitch. So ready with the clear key and the letter P, and clear P. Let's hide those codes again. F1, clear, and enter. Now move your cursor to the W of Word, and now press Relay, and there's your heading in the center of the page. Well, it's time we saved again. I'd recommend you save things very frequently, every 15 minutes or so, or every time you're interrupted by the phone or a visitor. It only takes a moment, but it might save you hours of work. This time we'll save and go back to the opening display, back to disk management mode. Press the Exit key and tap Enter. Now you've saved a copy, but only on the memory disk. We need a copy of your amended work on disk A, so tap F3. Now hold down a Shift key and tap the cursor left key twice to get to the right group and tap Enter. LocoScript asks you for a name for the file, but you know it's got a name, trial.txt. The trouble is, there's already a file on disk A with that name, and you can't have two files with the same name on the same disk. But that's easy enough to get round. You simply call the file something else as you copy it, and that's what we'll do. That way we won't destroy your work. So, key in the file name trial.tx and the number 2. Use the numbers in the top row of keys for the time being. That's different enough for LocoScript. The details of the file we're copying, trial.txt, from the contingencies group on drive M, are OK, so press Enter. And watch your screen change, as the new file is added to the list. Now let's print it. Just check you have paper in your printer. If not, put some in. Tap the letter P. The details of the file should be right. If not, overtype them. Get ready to stop the tape and press Enter. Stop the tape until the printout's finished. Pull the finished printout from the printer. Try not to move the paper bale and have a look at it. Well, that's all for this second side of tape. We've covered a lot of ground in this session, and you're already in a position to use LocoScript pretty effectively. You've seen how LocoScript separates your information into groups, and how each group holds a number of similar files. You've looked at templates, and how they provide you with a base layout for any file you create within a group. You've created text with the C mode from the opening display. You've saved the text in memory, and you've looked at how to move and copy files by selecting other modes from editing mode, with F7. You've looked at function keys in general, and used some of them to put print control codes into your document, bold and double width. You've looked at shortcut ways of doing the same job, with the set and clear menus. And we've gone even further, using the set and clear keys, followed by the initial letter of the code we want to set or clear. Finally, you copied your file from memory onto the disk in A, giving the file a new name as you did so, and then you printed out the results of your work. In the third and fourth parts of this package, we'll build on what you've already achieved, but for now, wind this tape onto the end and replace it with the second tape. When you're ready, play part 3. Again, bye for now.